You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
As always on a Tuesday, I speak to Ian Cruickshanks, who's the Chief Economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. Ian, I have to say something now. You're 80 years old tomorrow. In lieu of that, many happy returns.
Thank you very much. I hope there will be many more happy returns. I've had a wonderful week at the Kruger Park celebrating the date in advance, and it's made me hugely aware of what South Africa's tourism industry has to offer, the number of jobs we are creating, and how many more we could create. And I think we should get stuck into that with all of the government support that can be mustered.
It's very important because as our manufacturing industry and our manufacturing economy wanes and mining sort of stagnates a little bit, depending on the price of commodities that are internationally deduced, if you like, then tourism is something we really can manage ourselves. We have an incredible country here.
Absolutely. And I saw a statistic, I think it said that every seven foreigners landing in South Africa creates one new job, possibly permanently. Hell, that's something worth working very hard for on a continuous basis.
Let's talk about your experience in the Kruger Park with your family and your extended family last week. What did you experience? Yeah. I mean, From what I've gathered, apart from the metropolitan centres where I find people a little bit hostile occasionally, I would imagine in the rural areas and in the area that you were, in other words, the Kruger National Park, people are probably very friendly and welcoming.
Very friendly, very much aware, the service providers, very much aware of the responsibility they have and trying to do something about it and really working hard at it. We got greeted with politeness, with smiling faces, and a willingness and desire to help wherever possible. The attitudes were all important and very positive, and it made one pleased to be say, I too am a South African, and I share your view of growing this industry. It was really from a reasonable sized group of people. We had no complaints, none.
It's very gratifying indeed. Did you see some animals as well?
From a value point of view, good value, especially compared to what it costs us with our depreciated rand going anywhere else in the world.
Yes, quite right. Did you see some lovely animals?
Yes. Oh, you know, all the big five, the whole lot, and mostly many of them. It was a wonderful spectacle.
Okay, let's get back to reality now. What have you seen this week and in the last week? Never mind our tourism potential. What about our economic potential?
Well, here's Nassim. We started on a potential note. I was very interested to look into this Bridgestone Tyres investment, where they're investing $400 million immediately in a new factory in Brits and another $300 million still to come. $700 million in South African terms, in rand terms, it's a lot of money, and it's going to bring a lot of jobs to the Northwest Province where they'll be operating. And then I looked into the taxi industry, and you know they employ 150,000 people. They have revenue of $50 billion per annum. That's what they generate. That's huge. They transport 15 million passengers per day. I think just the fuel bill alone is 3 billion rands per annum. You know, all this says, let the industry get on with itself. The minibus industry has said, oh, it's unregulated, this and that. That's fine. Let it go ahead and create jobs, create employment, and that's where we're going to let people do it their way. And, you know, if it's not satisfactory to the customers, competition will come in. And I think that this is a good example of what can be accomplished in an industry which is allowed to grow its own way.
We've got an important last quarter coming up. I mean, we're into the fourth quarter of 2019. Let's have a look at what you think might happen at the midterm budget policy statement, because this is going to be a very, very tricky balancing act for the minister.
Yes, it's really a talk about a knife edge with that sort of balance that there is. It is going to be very difficult, and we need to know. There's a lot of things that are essentials there. You know, how are they going to finance the budget deficit and the current account deficit? And with that in mind, you know, foreigners aren't helping too much there from an investment point of view. Just looking at the year-to-date foreign portfolio flows through the JSE, you know, 2 months ago it was about 90-odd billion. It's now 126 billion outflow up to last week. You know, so we're on our own regarding finding capital, and that's quite difficult. It's got to say, how he's going to do this, how they're going to fund Eskom, whether they're going to split it three ways. We've got to know our plans to stabilize the state-owned enterprises. Are we going the privatization way, which we all think, you know, would be a great assistant? And we've got to hope that they stress that government's policy is going to be partnership with the unions and various political parties and with the private sector. He's got to stress that the private sector is not the enemy. It's a partner. And yes. If this is allowed to develop, then we can have really positive generations. But it's up to the minister to make this and to say that he's got the government on his side. Well, I hope so. It's a must-do.
It is a must-do. I was speaking to somebody, had a lengthy discussion with a chap, a very brainy chap, who's an economist and a realist and also, I suppose, an ideologist. And he said that South Africa is more or less characterised by zero growth and mediocrity. And I thought he summed it up quite nicely.
Yeah, it's regrettable, but yes, that's where we have been. Can it be changed? We hope so. There are no guarantees in that sort of question. But the potential is there. Will it be developed? Hell, I don't know. One's just got to, you know, think positively. But thinking positively isn't necessarily a positive strategy or a winning strategy, but it's a starting point.
Any results, or you obviously haven't been to many presentations over the last week because you've been in the Kruger Park, but anything that caught your eye when it comes to corporate South Africa?
Interesting. I mean, I was just following the Tonga Hewlett debacle, I see the results have been delayed once again for another month.
Yes.
And that to me says there's a lot of smelly stuff being uncovered in management here. And I'm very disappointed to see that because it was a company of which we all thought so highly. But it just says that at least these sort of developments are getting aired, and that's positive. And it will, in due course, be an assistance to shareholders and to encourage further investment and capital raising on the stock exchange. It's very important that companies realize that's what it's about, raising capital, and that it's safe, their capital is safe in doing so. So I thought that, you know, the fact that it's uncovering wrongdoing may actually be a positive factor in the tale.
Ian, what are your fears or your hopes for the last quarter? Because the third quarter was down for South Africa and mainly flat for the US markets and most of the developed world markets. What do you think the rest of the year holds for us?
I think it holds for us the realization that the world economy has flattened out and may flatten out a bit more. The China-US trade spat has gone on too long, but doesn't look like it's actually going to go away. And that is having a significant impact on other areas too. Just look what it's done to the EU. Their economic growth rate is slowing considerably. Unemployment rate high, rising. I think, you know, that all of these factors are going to mean that SA export industries, export-oriented industries, are going to struggle even more. And I'm afraid it does nothing more than confirming that we're in a no to low growth period for the medium term, the next 3 to 12 months. And just says that there's got to be efficiency gains if we are to compete on a globally price competitive and quality basis.
I'm worried about the rand.
That's what we've got to look out for.
Yeah, we have to look out for the rand as well. 15.28, down 2/3% against the US dollar today. This really worries me because it's starting to become a sort of a slow grind to the downside and could become a blowout. And that's my fear for the fourth quarter.
That is a possibility, an unwelcome one if it comes about. But one can't discount it as a very real possibility. And, of course, what it does then, I just mentioned cost, but makes us globally, from a price basis, non-competitive, and we can't, you know, we have struggled with meeting international quality standards. If we have struggling to meet price levels as well internationally, you know, that's just going to really cut back our trade account potential and current account potential deficit rising. All these are very real threats, recognizable ones. Hopefully government policy is going to help to some extent. But gee, I keep on saying government policy hasn't helped much so far this year. Mr. Ramaphosa has got to stand up and deliver. He's got to say, this is what we're going to do, going to cut out the deadwood. We're going to cut out the number of unfully utilized people in government service and make significant changes in the cost of running government. That's, I think, what we're going to see coming to the fore one way or the other in this quarter. It's very, very important.
Yeah, it really is very, very important. Ian, I'm looking at the international markets at the moment. I've got the S&P down 1.3% at the moment. I'm just trying to, because I've been busy with other things this afternoon, I'm just looking at the fact that no matter why the market is down 1.3%, the fact is we are vulnerable to international moves to the downside or the upside, of course. And if we get the double whammy of slow growth or no growth in South Africa, plus a downturn in economic growth globally, then we really are in a bit of trouble.
Yes, I'd say that sums it up exactly. It may not just be a bit of trouble, it may be a lot of trouble. And I think that the next couple of years are going to be very hard. We're going to have a lot of social disorder, and it's going to mean, what's it mean to the government? They're going to have to pay more out on social services. It'll be the only growth industry in town, not a welcome one.
Ian Cruickshanks, thanks so much for your time this evening. Ian Cruickshanks is the chief economist at the Centre for Risk Analysis at the South African Institute for Race Relations. Happy birthday for tomorrow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.